About every 20 years, for at least the last half century, adults have bemoaned the new generation. Today, it's they're so entitled, they never put down their phones, they refuse to grow up, they're abandoning real relationships in favor of hookups, and more. Here's another thing to worry about kids today. Have they become boring, more literal, and less creative than previous generations? Researchers studying creativity use a standard measure called the Torrance test that's been around since the 1950s. And since 1990, they've noticed something alarming. The creativity of young people seems to have measurably declined. Now a researcher, Katie Davis at the University of Washington, has published a new study that gives a clearer view of this apparent decline. It turns out the creativity of creative writing by adolescents has maybe declined over the last 25 years, while in visual art, it's actually increased. And she is here with me now to talk about her research. Katie Davis, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
So briefly, I say, oh, we measure creativity, but how is that done? What is this measure that you psychologists use?
Something as large and sweeping as creativity is very difficult to measure. So we developed a very complex and detailed coding scheme for analyzing both the creative writing and the visual art. We looked at both the structure of the writing and the art and also the content. So, for instance, with the creative writing, we would have codes that documented the genres. And similarly for the visual art, we looked at composition and medium and all sorts of structural elements.
But you found, as I said, that In terms of creative writing, that is the decline and the big decline. How does that decline in your study manifest itself?
What we found was the creative writing just became more mundane. There was a greater adherence to the everyday. There was less experimentation. And so, for instance, in the early 1990s, you would get more surrealist stories, more absurdist stories, whereas the more recent pieces tended to have characters and settings that really mirrored what we thought were probably the author's own context. So they take place in a school or at a home, whereas the earlier pieces, they could have taken place on Mars.
Huh. One thing that is counterintuitive about this is that, of course, during the last 20 years, we've seen the incredible rise of speculative fantasy fiction of various kinds, from Harry Potter to Game of Thrones. Your study, your research seems to indicate that that isn't being borne out in imitatively by young people.
Young adult fiction is often focused on dystopias, and if you think about The Hunger Games and other similar stories, they're actually very similar to the kinds of writing we were seeing in young people in the early 1990s, but it's not reflected in the type of writing that young people are doing today.
That's very interesting. So, I mean, do you have thoughts or theories about why this might have happened?
With the introduction of No Child Left Behind and Race to the Top, there's really become an increased emphasis on teaching towards passing a standardized test.
Right.
And there's not a lot of room for experimentation and risk-taking
right.
in that situation.
I would think, though, in terms of the technology changes of the last 25 years, that there is so much more writing because people are texting and emailing and posting on social media in a way that 25 years ago they were limited to the telephone.
But the type of writing I think that they're doing is quite different. If you think about the kind of writing that we all do online, on Twitter, on Instagram, there's a sense that whatever you communicate is not really going to last. It's going to get drowned out in the sea of tweets that it's posted among.
So in the case of visual art, however, you found more or less the opposite?
Yeah, it was really striking. There was a notable increase in the complexity of the works that we were looking at. There was less conventionality. We looked at the composition of pieces, so where figures were placed on the visual plane. In the earlier pieces, they tended to be pretty much centered, whereas the more recent pieces, there was evidence of more stylized cropping. The figures were off-center.
And any thoughts about why the visual is going in this other direction?
There's probably three really important trends going on here. The first is there's just so many more tools available for young people to create. there's also an audience, a new and potentially large audience for young people's creative productions. Now you can post something online, and especially if you post it in an online community like DeviantArt, you're going to get really valuable feedback that's probably going to push you forward in your work.
Yep.
And the third thing we thought is probably going on is with the advent of the internet, there's just more fodder for the imagination.
Well, it's interesting. The other thing that has happened in the last 20 years, concurrent with the period you're studying, of course, is the decline and disappearance of explicit arts education in the public schools. The devil's advocate in me wants to say, hey, they don't need art classes. They're doing fine in visual art.
Well, that may be so. But actually, if you look at the numbers and the proportions of young people who are creating art and posting it online,
right,
it's really only about 10% of them who are doing that type of stuff.
Right. Katie Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Katie Davis is an assistant professor at the University of Washington. So what do you think? Are young creative writers getting squarer? And is that necessarily a bad thing? Let us know at studio360.org.